Purport and translation by His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "One may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him." Purport. No kind of material qualification is the means for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, only by devotional service can the Lord be known. Bhaktimam abhijananti. Unless the Lord is pleased by the service of a devotee, the Lord does not reveal Himself. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samabritaha. This is the verdict of all Shastras. Neither by speculation nor by material qualification can one understand or approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Chakshuran Militan Jina Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shri Pashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Prabhu's Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So here, Prahlad Maharaj continued to offer his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev after he received the blessings of Lord Nrisingadev. So, by the blessings of the Lord, then one can understand the Lord to some extent. It's enjoined in that the purpose of the Veda is satisfaction of Vishnu. This is the whole purpose of the Vedic literatures, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because by His pleasure, then everything can be revealed to the living entity. And by no other way. It is said that the Lord reveals Himself to whomever He is pleased with. And that's the only reason. So even by our endeavors, by our devotion, it doesn't mean we're going to get Krishna. But if Krishna likes our devotion, then he can reveal Himself to us. So it's by His sweet will only that Krishna will reveal. But this, so we are trying to seek the pleasure of Krishna, the sweet will of Krishna, so He can bestow His causeless mercy upon us. So here is Prahlad in the story of Nrisingadev and Prahlad Maharaj. Here then, Lord Nrisingadev is very pleased with Prahlad Maharaj. And He's benedicted him. He personally touched him, his head, and enthused Prahlad Maharaj with real devotion. Otherwise, the living entity, by his own endeavor, is not able to approach the Lord. Even by devotion, because today is also the experience day of Gadatha Pandit, who is the Haladini potency. Panchatattva makam krishnam bhaktarup surupakam bhaktaravataram bhaktakyam brahmami bhakti shaktikam. She's the bhakti shakti. Haladini shakti. Potency. So this is the progression for approaching Krishna, Radha and Krishna. First we approach Srivas Bhakta Kyam. He's like a devotee, a pure devotee. Jiva Tattva, but in pure consciousness. So we take shelter of a pure devotee. That represents Shiva, Srivasi Bhakti, Bhakta Kyam. And Bhakta Avataram, that's Advaita Acharya. He represents the Acharya, the path of bhakti, the process of bhakti. So he gives the process of bhakti. Then there's the Bhakta Sarup, that is Nityananda Prabhu. He is the Sandini potency, the existential potency of spiritual life. So by his mercy we can come to the spiritual life. By the mercy of a pure devotee, we can approach the acharyas. By the mercy of the acharyas, following their instructions, we become purified. And then we come to the Sudha Sattva platform. That's the Nityananda's potency, Sudha Sattva. And then in that spiritual potency, then we can actually, now we have contact, we've made contact, this is the Sambandha. Now we can, if we're inclined, we can start devotion. So this is represented by Gadadhar Pandit, the Haladini potency. Prabhupada described, many of the places described, Brahma Samhita also. The Bhakti Shakti, the living entity, he has bhakti. Satchitananda, the living entity is Satchitananda. So that is Sandini Sambit, Haladini potencies, Haladini potencies, the Ananda potency. That is our bhakti potency. We have it, we're a portion, we're, that is our constitution. But and the chit potency, we're cognizant, we're aware, and we're expanded from the chit potency because we're aware. So when one becomes cognizant of the spiritual potency, the Sandini potency, the existential potency, and he chooses to do bhakti in that situation, that pure situation, then he can start devotion, devotional service to Krishna. But still, that devotion we have, that bhakti shakti, is still not powerful enough to reach Krishna, because it's tiny. We went 10,000 sizes tip of a hair. So how, you know, it's very difficult for that tiny little bit of bhakti and to actually reach Krishna and please Krishna. our cognizant potency, the chit potency, we're cognizant, but we're not powerful enough to understand Krishna or reach Krishna in person. But when we're awakened in that chit potency, and then we apply the devotional process of bhakti shakti, still not powerful enough, but Krishna then recognizes, or the devotees recognize, or Bhakti Devi or Srimati recognizes, then she they will inform Krishna of this devotee's endeavor to come and establish relationship. So then it's described, Krishna sends his Haladini Shakti to meet our tiny Haladini Shakti. Then the actual relationship takes place. So, like that, it still is dependent on Krishna. Even we're practicing devotion, still that devotional is not powerful enough to reach Krishna. But when Krishna's Haladini potency comes, then the relationship is established. So we understand this ultimately is by the sweet will of the Lord. If he wants to reveal himself, he can reveal. Even if we're practicing devotion. But of course he says he will. It's not, although he won't, but he says he will, so he will do it. Bhakti mama bhajanane, I can be known by bhakti. So this is the the progression from Srivas to Advaita to Nityananda, then to the Haladini potency, Ganatha Pandit. And by that potency, Krishna will be attracted. In fact, that's all he's attracted to. I would like one more, if possible. So, Narottam Das Thakur also sings in his song Gauranga Balati Habi Palaka Sari. And Prabhupada says this is a progression in this song. When will I be by chanting Hare Krishna I feel transcendental ecstasy, and then when will I get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? So chanting Hare Krishna is the process of chanting Hare Krishna. That's your sadhana. You've got to receive the holy name through a pure devotee, Srivas. You've got to follow the process. That's your bhajana kriya, chanting Hare Krishna, because this is what the message that's given from the acharyas for this age. Chant Hare Krishna. So then by the mercy of the acharyas, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and that purifies. That sanatana and the vritti is gone by that chanting, and then we come to the Sudha-Sattva platform, that is Nityananda platform. Now you're on the spiritual platform, what are you going to do? So Narottam says, when will I be eager to approach Ruparam Raghunath? Because these are expansions of Aladini potency, also Rupa Manjari, expansion of Srimati Radharani, the Aladini potency. So he's saying, when will I be eager to approach or understand Rupa and Raghunath, serve them, when then I can understand what is Radha and Krishna. So there, Rupa and Raghunath, but they represent in the Haladini potency. So Prabhupada said this is a progression. by the mercy of the Haladini potency or Radharani, Gadatha Pandit, then we can actually understand what is Radha and Krishna, approach Radha and Krishna. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, we have to approach Krishna through the Panchatattva. They have come as Yuga avatars to give the process for understanding Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it's not possible in Kali Yuga. So, by the process of devotional service, as a Prahlada Maharaj is saying, however, one can satisfy the Lord simply by the devotional service that Gajendra did. He was only an elephant, but he offered some service and prayers to Krishna. So this devotional service is so powerful that it can attract Krishna. and no other process can, Prahlada Maharaj says. I don't think anything else can. So this is a fact. In Kali Yuga, it is too powerful, this age, for any other process. When Narada Muni went to see the Lord in Vaikuntha, and he said, I just come back from the material world, and it's Kali Yuga is going on, and it's so bad, I don't see any deliverance for the living entities. And he said, the prime symptom of Kali Yuga is that the men are controlled by the women. So I don't see any means of their deliverance. So the Lord said, it's a fact. There's no deliverance, no hope for the living entities of Kali Yuga. Because the process of Gyan don't work, the process of Yoga don't work, the process of Vanashrams don't work, the process of Yoga don't work. Nothing works in Kali Yuga. It's not powerful enough to counteract Kali. It's Kali's time, the age of Kali is very, very powerful. So nothing can counteract in Kali Yuga. There's only one thing that can counteract, and that's me. If I come myself, then I can counteract Kali, but actually no other process will work in Kali Yuga. So therefore I'm coming, you know, in the form of my own holy name. Sri Sri Radha Gopalananda Ju Ki. Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So I'm coming in the form of my own holy name. And by this chanting of my holy names, then this is actually the deliverance in Kali Yuga. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, only by the mercy of Panchatattva, of Navadvipa Dham, of Gaur Nithai, can the living entities have any hope of salvation in this age of Kali. And the Panchatattva have come to give seva. They've come to give devotional service. In Mayapur, we're building the Adbhut Mandir, a very astonishing temple is being built. It's been predicted by Lord Chaitanya, it's been predicted by Nityananda Prabhu in the Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya. He speaks of this wonderful temple, which is happening now. And from there, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Vivikash. From that temple, something goes all over the world. What is that? Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Vivikash. The service to Lord Gauranga. It goes all over the world from that astonishing temple in Mayapur. Of course, you serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is the holy name is spread all over the world from Mayapur. Prabhupada describes it as a flood of love of Godhead in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when he talks about it. He said in Mayapur frequently there is a flood in the rainy season. So this is an indication that the flood of love of God will come from Mayapur, will spread all over the world. So it's in the form of seva. It's the mood of because chanting Hare Krishna, this nine processes of devotional service, of which prominent in Kali Yuga is Shravanam Kirtanam. So it's the holy name of Krishna that goes all over the world. So only by devotional service can we understand Krishna. Can we serve Krishna? It has to be done through favorable service attitude. Then Krishna becomes pleased with the service. It's a I was thinking that how it's possible that everybody would chant Hare Krishna. I can see more easily that, you know, that the Muslims could have an Allah Kirtan and the Christians could have a Yehovah Kirtan or whatever the name of their God is, and then That seemed quite feasible to me, to fill that prediction that in every town and village of the world, they hold a name, they could, and kirtan is the process, so they can do kirtan of Allah, the Muslims, and the Christians can do kirtan of whoever, whatever their God is, they can chant the names. And I thought maybe it happens like that. But actually, the prediction is that Mahaprabhu was come to give Raja Prema. And that you don't get through secondary names of Krishna, like, of God, like, Krishna. Like Paramatma, or God, Bhagavan, Allah, it means the great God, or Yahor, it means. These are all secondary names of God. But Braja Prema is given through the primary names of God, Krishna, Govinda, etc. So the prediction is actually everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna does go everywhere, otherwise. How they can ever get Braja Prem by chanting the secondary names of God. So so only by devotional service can Krishna be known. So this is the thing that is lacking in the world today, devotional service. And none of the leaders of society understand this point. Whatever field or whatever avenue of knowledge or education or whatever the government is supposed to do, they never bring to the point of devotional service, which is the only thing that the living entity needs, or the thing he needs most of all. But nobody's giving this. And no, there's no education for this that bring one to the point of devotional service. We were just in, we went on the Char Dham tour, Badrinath Kedarnath, Gangotri and Jamungotri. And thousands of sadhus, millions of pilgrims going. It was very enthusiastic to see how that sentiment is still so strong in India, that people are, you know, willing to, you know, walk miles and miles and miles over the up in the mountains to go to these holy places. I mean, the place was packed with constantly. It was really inspiring to see how that sentiment is still there in India, even though materialism is becoming very strong still. At least in India, they're holding on to that religious sentiment and still going to these holy places. And thousands and thousands of sadhus on the road, I guess because that's a pilgrimage place, but you see them, you know, dressed in saffron, old men. And I had to admire them. I mean, you just see them walking with a blanket on their back, but they're old men, you know. I was here when I was a young man, and I was kind of on a sadhu trip also in that day, wandering around trying to. But you know, I didn't, you know, it wasn't a life's dedication for me. But these are old men. You can see they're dedicated. They've left their for family and their society. They don't cut their hair, and I, you know, for me it was an adventure. I was looking for self-realization, but I was, you know, like following the sadhus around. But it was more of an adventure for me, and I was a young, healthy man. But these are old men, so I really had a lot of respect for their renunciation. It wasn't, you know, something they was going to do for a little while. That they dedicated their life to it. But of all these people we met and talked to, they hadn't come to the proper conclusion of devotional service. They're all following different paths, but they haven't come to this point of devotional service. I thought there, actually, you know, we should have, you know, at least some small Prabhupada book and give to all the sadhus walking everywhere, because at least they dedicated their the rest of their life, probably they're searching, you know. They're probably not going to go back, and they haven't come to this conclusion of devotional service to Krishna or bhakti. And we were talking to a lot of them, you know, different Babas, Ash Baba we were talking to, but they all have, they went in their little camps and things like that. But none of them have come to this conclusion. I was thinking we should have given one a little Prabhupada, but at least tell them you're Krishna's servant and Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you should engage in devotional service. This is the conclusion that these, and have, you know, this statements and things like that, just to put them on track, show at least that they do know, you know, that the path of bhakti like that. It may save them, you know, millions of lifetimes. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Jamnanti, that like after thousands and thousands of births of searching for the truth, one comes to the conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. And he surrenders that at that point. So this is a point of thousands and thousands of births, after thousands and thousands of births, of searching for the truth. So I was thinking these sadhus walking around, maybe they're going to be thousands and thousands of births because they're searching for truth. But as Prabhupada says, regarding that verse, he said this is Krishna's statement. After thousands and thousands of births, one comes to the point of surrendering to Krishna, the Vasudeva. So I'm telling you now, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you should surrender to him. And he said, if you hear me and you surrender to Krishna, you hear my words and you surrender to Krishna, you've skipped thousands and thousands of births because you've come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands of births of searching for the truth. So this is the benefit of meeting a pure devotee. Prabhupada brought us this position after thousands and thousands. It would have taken us thousands and thousands of births, and Prabhupada told us, you know, you're not the body, you're the soul. The soul is the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should engage in his service. So we simply by hearing that and accepting, you skip those thousands and thousands of births because you come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands of births. You're taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So there is such a need for this education of devotional service because nobody's got it and nobody's giving it to anyone. So it's gone, probably the only society that's doing, you know, actually giving this process of devotional service. And we're just a handful of people. How many people can we meet? Bhaktivinoda Thakura's Tirubhav also, he says, he gives an indication how you can become Krishna conscious immediately. And he says that you should understand, you should become convinced without doubt that without the message of Panchatattva, without the message of Navadvipa Dham, the process of devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna, he said there is no hope for the living entities. He said become convinced of this. No matter what they're doing, there's no hope. They're all on their way to hell, birth and death again. He says you should become convinced of this, and they have to have that message. And he said, and you've been given that message. So the thousands of people we are seeing passing every day, we may never see again, they may never see a devotee. So he says you should develop, or when you have developed a heartfelt compassion to give this message to others because nobody else has given, they don't have it, and it's the only thing they need. He said, when you have developed an actual heartfelt compassion to give this message, he said, at that very moment, Yogamaya curtain will be lifted. At that very moment. And he said, the splendor of Navadvipa Dham will be revealed at that very moment. Why? Because you've got Dham consciousness. This is the consciousness of the inhabitants of Navadvipa Dham. It's the consciousness of Mahaprabhu, the more Mahabhadanaya, Krishna Premavadaya. He's in this mood of giving. It's the Adorjya Dham. It's one of munificence, of giving, Mahabhadanaya. So Krishna's come in this mood of giving Krishna consciousness. Two things. He's tasting Krishna consciousness and he's giving it. In the mood of, he's accepted the mood and sentiment of his greatest devotee to taste the devotion, the love of his devotees, and simultaneously he's come to give to others. So that is the Yuga Dharma, give everyone an opportunity to taste it. So that's his he's come to taste personally. That's his selfish motivation, and then simultaneously he wants to give to everyone else. So So he says, like, when you develop a heartfelt compassion to everyone, then immediately the Dharma will be real. Because it's the inhabitants of the Dharma have this consciousness. When the Lord comes here in any form, then all of his associates come with him. So Radha and Krishna appear, then all of their girlfriends, boyfriends, associates, paraphernalia, that they all descend with them. Or when Krishna expands as Ramchandra, then Radharani expands as Sita Devi, then Nityananda will expand as Lakshman, and all the devotees will expand to serve Lord Ramchandra in his mood as, you know, the king, Ekapatni, whatever it takes. That attitude is there. When Krishna becomes Gauranga, then all the cowherd men become Brahman, all the cowherd ladies become Brahmans in Navadvip. But they all take on his same mood to assist him in his pastime. The Lord expands up as the Lord of Vaikuntha, then Radharani to serve him in that mood. She will go as Lakshmi, the most perfect match and mood for him. And all the devotees, they will expand, the eternal devotees will expand and serve him, you know, in assist him in his mood. So if we have this consciousness that Mahaprabhu and all of the residents of Navadvip Dham have in this mood of giving, wanting to give Krishna consciousness, that is adolja. So if we can develop, he said, this heartfelt compassion, we have that mood, then you've got the same consciousness as the Dhambasis. So then you're considered a Dhambasi. Then the curtain of Yogamaya is lifted. And he said, then you will see the spiritual realm of Navadvip before you. If we have this sentiment of understanding that this is the only process for the living entities of Kali Yuga, the path of devotional service. So this is the actual importance of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We're given an opportunity for everyone to engage in devotional service. At least in the beginning we say chant Hare Krishna. So that's their service has begun. So when I met the devotees in Jagannath Puri in 1971, and I didn't know much. I'd seen the devotees a couple of times in London. I met them in a nightclub here in London. And it was the middle of the night, and they told me it was Mukunda who was speaking. And he was saying, we do everything for the one. We do everything for the one. I guess he saw the audience he was speaking to. You know, what do you expect in the 1 o'clock in the morning kind of people? So he thought, not much hope. Everything for the one. I thought, what's the difference between these and the others? You know, everyone's doing everything for the one anyway. Anyway, he told us the Swami step and things like that. And we chanted Hare Krishna, and it was great. I loved it, man. And then he said, we are going to have a Sunday love feast. You please come to the temple. And I said, I'm going. I said to my friends, we go there. We're definitely going to go to this place on Sunday. And that Pankajangi was there. And Ishwara Das, you know Ishwara Das? And Hari Priya. We were friends, we were Kami friends. They became devotees also. So we were all there. And you know who else was there? Who we didn't know at that time, but he told me later when I met him, Padmalochan Prabhu. He was also there. And he left his body just over a year ago in Mayapur. Anyway, by the mercy of the devotees, we were attracted there. Anyway, came Sunday, and my friend said, and I said, let's go, we're all going. And they said, no, we don't want to go there, we want to go to another Kew Gardens or something, have a look at the flowers, and we're flower power days. So I said, no, let's go to the temple, that place, we go, no. So they didn't go. So I guess Krishna had another plan for me, you know. It took me a year. I had to go all the way to India, traveling in India for 1 year, moving around, and I could have gone, you know, 8 miles from my house and gone in the temple and met the devotees. But I guess there was another plan. I think Krishna wanted to get rid of all that Mayavad and everything. You know. But anyway, when I met the devotees, so I've been in India for 1 year, and they were chanting Hare Krishna in front of Jagannath's cart. I didn't know anything really what was going on. It was just some festival. So I went up to them and said, look, why are you chanting Krishna's name and Rama's name? Why don't you chant, you know, you've got Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. This is the actual trinity of Hinduism. This is the essence of Hinduism. So why are you not chanting Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva? Why are you chanting this Krishna's name? And Nubhakta, he said, because Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I was completely stunned. I didn't, you know, usually I had so many arguments to come back with wherever I met. I was had so many questions, and I thought, I couldn't say anything. Well, and nobody ever told me that before, that God was a person. I met big sadhus. Nobody was telling me everything. We was in Hrishikesh. What was his name? Sish, Divine Light. Shivananda, going to ashram. Hear the big sannyasi speaking. Of course, it's all Mayavad. But, sannyasi, he's born in India, means cultured, he renounced life, powerful speaker, you know, advanced, Aryan in civilized life. And used to hear him preaching. Wow. It didn't make much sense after he finished speaking. But anyway, it sounded pretty powerful at the time. But he was like a cultured person. He'd taken his birth and he was cultured. He had progressed as an Aryan right up to taking sannyas, last stage of life, interested in moksha. He didn't know. I met this new bhakta who Prabhupada had just made a devotee. And he told me, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're his servant. Do some service. So this is the benefit of meeting devotees. And this is what Prabhupada did. In one moment, he told me the essence of practically a whole of spiritual life. And the other ones, they're going to go on searching for, you know, these swamis are going to take thousands and thousands of births in there and part of the truth. But you meet a devotee in one moment. So I immediately accepted. They started to preach to me. They showed me Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. I had a couple of Bhagavad Gitas. And Pankdangar had one also. So I put sometimes three together and I'd read them. They weren't Prabhupada's Gita. But I was only getting a headache from it. But so then they showed me Prabhupada's Gita and they would preach me from Gita. And immediately everything made sense. You know, when you put a person there, when there's a person, everything makes sense. All your questions are kind of, you can get at least a sane answer for your questions when you understand there's a person behind everything. But otherwise, it's all, you know, Mayavad philosophy, 99.9% in India. You come to a point, one side of it, you come to a point where you don't ask any more questions. Like, oh my God, there must be someone who can tell you. You know, you come to a point you can't ask any more questions. And I was really frustrated. all my questions were unanswered. Became answered, you know. You put a person, when there's a person behind it, it all makes sense, you know. Not going on into some endless, there's no more questions, there's no more, you stop talking at this time. And I was thinking, there must be someone who can tell you, must be someone. So that was Prabhupada, that one was Prabhupada. simply by meeting a devotee, it just instantly, it's just spiritual life. If you take it up, But he gives you the opportunity again to become Krishna's servant, which is our constitutional nature. There was one thing I couldn't understand in Bhagavad Gita, that's the fallible and the infallible. There are two classes of persons, the fallible and the infallible. And beyond this, there is another person, the Purushottam, who is celebrated as the beyond the fallible and the infallible, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I couldn't understand that at all in my Bhagavad Gita, because they're talking about a fallible and an infallible situation, which I can understand there's a material existence and there's an eternal existence also. But he's talking now, Bhagavad Gita was talking about another, beyond the fallible and infallible. How you can have it? That's a duality. You can't have any duality in the absolute. So I really couldn't understand that. And the translators of the Bhagavad Gita, you know what they said in their translations when they come to that verse? Nothing. Because you can't say anything. It's so clear, they can't interpret it in any way like that. Krishna says, I'm the third person beyond the fallible. And they can't answer that. But Prabhupada answers. They're so direct. And then he says in one sentence, oneness doesn't mean there is no no individuality, but there is no disunity. One little sentence like that, and bang, oneness doesn't mean there's no individuality, but there is no disunity. I mean, because I was Mayavadi oriented, everything you get is Mayavad practically. But Prabhupada smashes it in one sentence. Yes, and it all makes sense. You have to accept it. When you're in contact with truth, you cannot deny it. You have to accept it. So this is Krishna Consciousness Movement. We're exposing people to the truth. And they feel this is the truth. They have to accept it. Because it's so natural. It's a natural feeling they get. So, just like Radhisham Prabhu from Pune, he was just in Mayapur, 600 students, brand new, educated college students, 600. You can imagine that in this kind of view. Going to bring 600 students, young men who are interested. But he's so intelligent, and they have their base program, and the students go and live there, so that means they have to get up for Mangal Aarti, and they put on a dhoti, and they go to Mangal Aarti, and they chant a little bit, and then they go out to their college, or they go out to their work, and they come back in the evening. But simply by their association with devotees, they think this is so nice, and they can't deny it. I'm going to college to pursue my career, and what is that career? Because they're getting knowledge from the devotees. What is that career? What is it? It's simply going to the slaughterhouse. The Prabhupada says, a slaughterhouse education. If it's not devotional service, it's a slaughterhouse education. So the students say, this is what my parents have sent me to college for. What? The devotees are here and they're living a real nice lifestyle and they've got all the knowledge. And it's true, they feel it so. And then after a little while, that's it. They become devotees and they're 600. 600, you couldn't imagine, right? A few years ago. We're preaching to people. But the way he does it is that because they have that association with devotees, they live in with devotees. So after a few months, they're really hooked on Krishna consciousness. This is truth. They want it like anything. Their parents are a bit angry, but they're losing all the college. College gets angry also. They lose some of their students. But it's undeniable the moment you come in touch with bhakti from a pure devotee, you have to accept it. When Prabhupada accepted, he said, I met my Guru Maharaj and I accepted immediately. It took me a long time to actually put it into practice, what I wanted to do, because I was going through my... But he said, I never forgot, and I always... He heard from his spiritual master for a few minutes and he couldn't forget it. And then when he had the opportunity, he revealed it as a Krishna consciousness movement. So it's such a powerful thing. Everybody else, they got to go through in thousands and thousands of births. The result of that is sambandha. That's the beginning of your devotional service. They surrender that. They accept Vasudeva. That's the beginning of devotional service. The devotional service begins. Sambandha, after thousands and thousands of births. You go to an ISKCON temple, first day, and someone says, oh, you know you're not the body? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you're the spirit soul, oh, really? Yeah. You know, Krishna is Krishna, you know, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, and you're his eternal servant, really? Really? Yeah. Can you help us clean these pots, Prabhu? Oh, sure. Yeah. You want to put a book bag on? We're going to go out. Sure. So you're thousands and thousands of births. You give you some bandha. ISKCON temple, some bandha one day. Abhideya one the same day. You got your service. You got your relationship and your service established in one day in ISKCON. This is the potency of ISKCON presenting the truth like this. Immediately, that's the first thing you hear when you become a devotee, right? Krishna's the Supreme Person of God, and you're his eternal servant, you're the soul. So that's your sambandha, you get relationship, and you get seva, the process of devotional service. And once that's begun, so quickly all that moila is going to get from the heart. So quickly, devotional service. Because your constitution is situated perfectly. Jivha sarupa nitya Krishna das. That is our constitutional position. When you put yourself in that position to serve Krishna, immediately all the moila goes. It's so instant, so powerful, this Krishna consciousness movement. So we have to be so appreciative of Srila Prabhupada and the pure devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Look at the struggle they had to give Krishna consciousness, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At that time, the Gaudiya Vaishnav teachings had gone down. There was no real pure teaching going on. All the upper sampradayas had come up, the different teachings, deviant philosophies from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. They were claiming to be Gauranga Bhaktas, but they all deviated. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wanted to read Chaitanya-mṛta. He couldn't find one. It took him about 6 or 7 years. Couldn't get a Chaitanya-mṛta even. And then finally he found one in Madinipura, I think, where there was a devotional community there. Yeah, 7 years. He couldn't even get a Chaitanya-mṛta. Now you can go to any ISKCON bookshop and buy one. Get right out on the street if they approach you. So, this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur was facing. There was no real pure devotees here, and there were so many other upper sampradayas, and they were becoming very popular. With their followers, and they would become very unpopular with anybody with any intelligence, because they degenerated the pure teachings of Mahaprabhu more or less to a material level. They brought Radha and Krishna down to a boy-girl level. You know, they were the extreme opposite of spiritual life. And they got a very, very bad name. Vaishnavism had a very, very, very bad name at that time. And they thought they were just debauchees and simply beggars. And so this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur was facing. Plus, you know, the British Raj was at its peak at that time and influence everyone, pagans and idol worshippers and well, whatever they were, all the propaganda they were putting out. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a really, really bad time. It's actually impossible for anyone else to do that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but he did it. He did it. As a result of his, you know, his preaching and his he's preaching to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his endeavors and preaching to Prabhupada. They did it. So now we still have this the purity of or the essence, the constitutional situation of the jivas as Krishna's servants, and they're being allowed to practice that. And it's the only thing we need. We're all the children of God. And it's the only thing we need is His service. But nobody in the world is giving this service except the Acharyas, and especially Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. So, so yeah, without following the path of the Acharyas, the message of the Acharyas, this is a progression, as Srila Prabhupada said. The Panchatattva have come to give this progression. So we can attain pure devotional service by approaching a pure devotee, Shivas, by receiving the Acharya's message, Advaita, by becoming purified by that message and coming to the Sudha Sattva platform. This is Nityananda's existence. And then by on that platform of being cognizant of spiritual understanding, serving with devotion, that is the Gadadhar Pandit's potency, Bhakti Shakti, Haladini potency. And then that will attract a Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna. So this is the progression in Kali Yuga. So without following the path that's been given by Panchatattva and the previous Acharyas, then it's not possible. So the whole world is confused. They don't know the ultimate goal of life. So just simply serve Krishna. And Prahlada Maharaj is only 5 years old and he knows. I think that's why Mahaprabhu really liked these reading these stories of Prahlada and Dhruva. Again and again they would discuss these chapters of Prahlada. I think he was thinking, well, if a kid or two kids of 5 years old can become Krishna conscious, what about all these grown-up kids? Surely they can become Krishna conscious. So they like those stories. If the five-year-old kids can do it, why we can't do it? Why the whole world can't do it? So this, Prahlada Maharaj. Now he's approaching. He's been awakened spiritually by the grace of the Lord. So he's come to the understanding his spiritual nature. But he couldn't do much on that spiritual nature. He was overpowered. Then the Lord gave him, like Dhruva also, then he touched him. Then he could perform beautiful devotional service. He could offer pure prayers. And so the Abhideya was, again, by the grace of the Lord. And by offering that, they were feeling the ecstasy, the prayojana. So anyway, this is a fantastic place. It's the first time I've been to Berry Place. And I must say, it's being utilized extremely well. Every place here, I see there's activities going on, there's preaching going on, and hundreds of people are coming every day. And I know it's Green Belt, you can't build more, but the spaces you've got here, you know, is fantastic. You're filling out with devotees and guest facilities and things to do for the guests, engaged in morning devotional service, of course. I'm really, really impressed. I never made it here before. I guess Krishna had another plan for me. But anyway, I'm happy to be here now, dear all, for a few days at least. Anyway, thank you very much for hearing a little bit. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tirubhava Maho Sabjati Ki. Sri Kadada Pandit Tirubhava Maho Sabjati Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. ISKCON Mana, what do you call it? Yatra? Bhakti Vrinda Ki. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare.